This summer, the Francis Lehman Loeb Art Center presents an opportunity to view changing depictions of the American landscape as rendered by artists of the Hudson River School through modernists of the 20th century.
Of the many rarely or never shown paintings, drawings, photographs, and prints in Nature in America, Taming the Landscape, 42 of the 44 works are drawn from the Art Center's permanent collection.
Hey, if you got it, why not show it off? Patricia Fagan is the Art Center's Philip and Lynn Strauss Curator of Prints and Drawings. She curates the exhibition, which will be on view through August 26th. And it's a great pleasure to welcome Patricia to the roundtable once again. Thank you very much for being with us. A great pleasure.
Thank you so much for inviting me.
So where are the two of the 44 that you got from somewhere else other than your permanent collection?
Those are from DIA, from the DIA collection. Ooh. In Beacon. Yes.
We've been there. This yes. Program's been there.
Yes, it has. Yeah.
Oh, good. Yes, those are two works that had been purchased by Dan Flavin, you know, the minimalist.
Oh, yes.
For his place, his museum that was going to be there in the Hudson Highlands. And that didn't really come through. And so, there was a really large collection of Hudson River School drawings that he collected. And so, and they're on long-term loan to us.
Who's the most famous of all the Hudson River, you know, painters?
Thomas Cole.
Of course.
Yes.
And the winner is Thomas Cole.
And how many do we have?
We have, in our collection, yes. one drawing by Thomas Cole.
One drawing?
Yes, but yes. Yes.
It's not a competition.
But a wonderful landscape by Thomas Cole is on the top of our wish list.
Oh, yeah. So, in other words, if there's somebody out there, Mrs. Gottbucks, it
yes.
might well be a great thing to do.
That would be terrific.
And the name of the name of your gallery is the Francis Lehman Loeb Art Center.
Yes.
And that means a layman married a Loeb.
Thank you. Yes.
So somebody out there with one of those names might want to do this in honor of the family.
That's a great idea.
Thank you.
Yes, they gave you the building. They certainly haven't done enough.
It's never enough.
Nature in America, Taming the Landscape. So you tell us about the collection, of how the collection acquired so many of these landscapes. And then I want to get into what that term landscape means.
Oh, okay. Yeah, sure. Well, the collection really was established in 1864 with a gift of Hudson River School paintings and also British watercolors and drawings and prints. And the Hudson River School paintings then in 1864 were contemporary paintings. And those were all given to us, those paintings and drawings and prints were all given to us by Matthew Vassar, the founder of the collection and the founder of the college, yes. And so he had purchased those works of art from the Reverend Elias Lyman Magoon, who was...
Say that one more time. I love it so much.
Yes, I know. The Reverend Elias Lyman Magoon. Yes.
Could be a folk song.
Yes.
I'll work
yes,
on it.
Yes, good. Yes, and he was an art collector, a writer, a minister, and he also commissioned paintings from some of these Hudson River School artists, and many of those works are in our galleries.
I wanted to ask you about landscape, because you look at the work that is included in the show, and we read a small list, but you look at Avery and Ansel Adams is in the show, Georgia Innes. You have an Oscar Blumner in the show that is of a barn, and I wouldn't think of that as a landscape.
Mm-hmm.
Now, of course, it's part of the landscape.
Yes.
But I find that interesting.
Yes. Well, that is such a beautiful modernist watercolor, and it does have a barn that is a very good central focus. However, it's also in this beautiful landscape, mm-hmm. and too, you know, the trees are made up of just shapes, really, and the landscape right in front of the barn is this kind of beautiful ditch just about. And so
construction is underway.
Yes, exactly. Yes. And so I thought, well, this would actually fit into the exhibition.
So this is an example of what to curate means, right? In other words, once you make a decision, you become the curator. You have that power.
Yes, and you have to use your judgment as to what's going to be in the show, but then you always go to your director and make sure everything is okay.
But sure, you're a pretty powerful person.
Who?
You. I mean, once you make that decision, look, it's life and death in some cases. You take somebody's art as opposed to somebody else's.
I like the way you
said that.
Don't want to hurt Thomas Cole's feelings.
Yes. I haven't really thought about it that way. But
I'm a political scientist. That's what you do.
Oh, okay. Well, that's an interesting way to think
Power
about it.
Power is the authoritative allocation of scarce resources.
Oh, that's very good, too.
I thought I might mention that.
Okay. Yeah.
Okay, I'm just ready to tune back in. So when you look at the idea of landscape and the idea of nature and the whole nature in America, that taming the landscape, I was once told by both a curator and a director that titles of shows mean absolutely nothing. I'm fascinated by them because of that term, taming the landscape, of what that means in the context of these 44 pieces.
Mm-hmm, sure. Yeah, I was trying to find a term that fit what all of these artists were doing as they looked out at nature. And it's interesting to realize that all these artists from the late 18th century to through the mid half of the 20th century were all looking out at landscape, and so they really did transform what they saw in the early 19th century with the Hudson River School painters. They romanticized nature. They made it even more dramatic and more picturesque. So they had made these sketches, these pencil sketches that were that really did record what they saw. You know, very thin lines of and drawings of the wilderness. But then that interest in grandness really did wane by the later 19th century. And so then you have artists looking at the landscape who see nature in a much different way. And that you can really see in their works. So rather than this grand picturesque nature like you see in Thomas Cole and other Hudson River School artists, you see artists who are choosing this corner of nature. A riverbank or a little corner of a harbor, and they're making nature look much more intimate and soft.
I love that idea because I think anyone who has gone out with a camera and has looked at something beautiful, how many pictures have been taken of the Grand Canyon or of a landscape or of a mountain range, and how that gets lost. Mm-hmm. And then you get your pictures home and it never can capture what it is that you've seen and the beauty.
Absolutely.
So that idea of taming this landscape that is so wild and unruly that it gives that artist the control.
Exactly.
And to take that photo and to make it, not in the photo in this in one case, but but to take that snapshot of it and present it to us in a fashion that is so beautiful.
Right, yeah, and that is the idea, it seems, behind all of these landscapists.
When you think about it, are the reasons similar, do you think, of why artists are drawn to it and why we as an audience are drawn to it?
I'm not exactly sure what you mean.
Meaning of why an artist would want to paint landscape, are those reasons similar to why we as an audience would like to go and to view these landscapes?
I'm not really sure. I mean, because artists are drawn to atmosphere and shapes and lines and masses and colors. They really do see things differently. And perhaps it is because of artists bringing that out in new and different ways that the audience is drawn to that.
I like the idea that this comes from your collection and that basically you get to go in and go shopping.
I do go shopping. I love to shop.
So how does that work? Did you come up with the idea, or do you look through a certain part of the collection and say, this is how we can incorporate it into an exhibit? How do you do that?
Well, with this show, I became immersed last year in curating our Hudson River School galleries. And so I became immersed in landscape then. And then last summer, I did a show called A Taste for the Modern. And that included numerous modernist landscapes by John Marin and Oscar Blumner, I think, if I'm remembering correctly. And so then I thought, what is it about, say, John Marin and these Hudson River School painters that are in common? Well, landscape, but what beyond that? And so that's how the exhibition really came about.
So in many ways, you're really an artist, aren't you? In other words, an artist is somebody who takes a painting and does the lines and draws the colors. Mm-hmm. But you're an artist in that, you know, it all goes together and you put that together.
Yes, yes, yes. Curators are artists in a big sense.
Cool.
Yeah, that's right.
And powerful.
Yes. Cool and powerful, yes.
Because you also decide, I mean, Alan's point is great, because it's also, you get that, you get that power to put them in the way that you want them, to represent and to show them in a manner of which makes sense.
Can you record that? In other words, so it's not fleeting. In other words, the painting itself is going to be there probably forever or till the end. Whatever that is,
Thursday.
Oh no!
And you, but you, is there a way to sort of capture what you've done? To take a big photograph of it or something like that?
Yeah. Well, we actually do have installation shots that are done. So those are there for posterity.
And your grandchildren will say, "Grandma did that."
Yes, exactly. Yes, yes. And too, we do have publications too that also carry our thinking, you know, into the future. So that's good.
Yeah, we get the Metropolitan Museum magazine because we're members, don't you know?
Of course.
Yes, and it always does that. It tells us about, you know, the latest exhibit or whatever.
Sure. Well, you know, the Francis Lehman Loeb Art Center has Art at Vassar, so, and that's a newsletter, so maybe you want to become members of the Art Center.
Of course. How much?
Oh, my goodness.
I don't think we're allowed to say anyway, so that's
good. Yeah, we're allowed to say
it. Are
okay. Okay. So we're not paid to say it. See, then you wouldn't be allowed to say it.
Okay. Yeah. All right.
Okay, but you didn't know anyway, so it doesn't matter.
Well, I think it's like $25 or something
that
like
sounds
that. It's
fair.
Very reasonable.
Yeah. Nature in America, Taming the Landscape will be on display at the Francis Lehman Loeb Art Center through August 26th. Patricia Fagan, I want to thank you so much for being with us this morning. What a great pleasure.
Oh, thank you so much for inviting me.
You're terrific.
It's a beautiful show.
You.
Nature in America, Taming the Landscape, on display through August 26th. For more information, go to vassar.edu. You're listening to The Roundtable live at Vassar on WAMC.